This is Reverend Bookburn. We will be starting in about 1 or 2 minutes. Tapers and relay broadcasters. We will be broadcasting in what? 3 minutes. My Reagan brain is functioning. 2 minutes now.
Control of me. I live it the way I live it, not the way it's supposed to be. Grab a hold of me from deep inside, you can feel the vibe. Vision is mystic when it's time to get lost. I've tried and decided not to fight, cause if I fight it, I just might miss the light. There's one foundation that we all could build on. I know I don't do wrong, so why should I feel wrong? The pain inside will make me a stronger man, and to be a stronger man is part of the plan, right? Listen to this life, it's tear for tear. It seems nothing stays the same, and with change comes fear. But stay real near with what my heart says to do. My days are real clear, not worrying about you. I'm trying to live the higher life, no longer with the pain, cause I know what I gotta do to maintain.
Okay, that was the end of the last song from On the Front Lines with Select a Sensitar and guest. And you are now listening to Reverend Bookburn from The Reverend Is In. Good evening. Tonight, the theme is Rattle Cry. So we will enable the babies to shake their rattles and other toys, including their pleasure toys, if they're into it. What Rattle Cry is referring to is a theocratic holy group of cultists called Battle Cry, otherwise known as Teen Mania, otherwise known as Reverend Ron Luce Ministries, from the root word loose. And we're going to have a lot of fun. They came to Philadelphia I guess about a month ago, and they've been in San Francisco and other cities, and they have been under the radar of the media, of the corporate media, and actually even the independent media for a number of years now, exposed by a group called BARF, and on one of their websites, acquiretheevidence.com. There is a good, reliable expose of them, as well as talktoaction.org and other places. But we're not only going to inform about Ron Luce and Teen Mania and Battle Cry. We're going to have a lot of fun with them as well. Tonight the theme is Rattle Cry, and we're going to start off with a special song for them. Is he here? I wasn't expecting this. Reverend Ron Luce himself is here. We'll see how loose he is. Reverend Ron Luce, welcome. Hi, thank you. I'm Ron Luce from Reverend Ron Luce Ministries. And for years, I've been chasing after teens in my Teen Mania organization. And when I lure them into my chambers so we could worship Satan and I can slowly undress them the way the priests undress the altar boys. I like to sing them this song by Merciful Fate entitled Into the Coven.
darkened sky in its rage. But the white bird just sits in her cage, unknown.
if that's how you feel. But don't ask me to follow, for God isn't real. He forms in his image symbols that few understand. For a life of devotion, the death blow he deals. We'd owe him only hatred, but God isn't real. Of the power he can't defy. Go tell his shackled victim of the mercy on high. Then go to your churches, go beg, pray, and kneel. But don't ask me to follow, or
You heard a couple of tracks by Report Suspicious Activity. They were Guantanamo, Patriot Act, and Subtle. Before its Suspicious Activity, you heard Iggy Pop doing Night Clubbing. Robbie Fulks did God Isn't Real. It's a Beautiful Day did White Bird. And started off with Merciful Fate doing Into the Coven. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live most Sunday nights from 9 to 11 East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org. And tonight the theme is Rattle Cry, a response to the theocratic battle cry, otherwise known as Teen Mania, otherwise known as Reverend Ron Luce Ministries, note the name. And we're going to have a lot of fun with Rattle Cry, where they can shake their baby rattles, they can shake their toys, and they can shake their pleasure toys like they do in secret. But first, the Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for input to forthcoming themed shows or feedback to already done shows, song requests, birthday announcements, state of health, or requests for exorcisms, or requests for reverse exorcisms, and we do have one, or for any reason except to send spam, unless, of course, it is the hilarious Jesus spam so generously sent to me, some of which is funny, and, of course, the Reverend's big love, cartoons. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quayle, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Enron Ho Bush. Quayle, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And you can be updated as to the forthcoming shows and nights off and miscellaneous rantings and lots of great links at Reverend Bookburn, and that's one word, reverendbookburn.com. There will be no show next week on Father's Day. Not that I am one biologically, but we are off next week. And we are returning in 2 weeks on June 25th. And that will be a 1 year anniversary memorial tribute to Marlon Solar, who, if you're new, was the producer of The Reverend Is In for 4.5 years. And he passed away last June 25th at age 31. And we will reflect on Marlon, play a lot of great tunes for him, have a great tribute show for him, and we will update you about Herman the cat, formerly Marlon's cat, who lives with Reverend and DeMonica, and a lot of great tunes, selections with Marlon in mind, some not, and the usual stuff. And that'll be in 2 weeks on June 25th, the memorial tribute to Marlon Solar 1 year later. And let's see, I'm not sure about the schedule after that, but I'm going to leave it up to you whether or not we do the George W. Bush unbirthday party show again this year, as well as new themes such as Res Erection. And let's see, besides Res Erection, something based on like a TV show that's called Big Love, and another one called Desperate Housewives, except we're going to do it for the nuns and the choir girls who are saving themselves for the Lord, Well, we want to imagine that wedding night. So we're going to do Big Holy Love and Desperate Handmaids. And another theme show will be Halliburton Gives Condi an Oilgasm. More Perverted Stories of Moral Crusaders, starring W. David Hager, Senator Henry Hyde, anti-abortion terrorists Neil Horsley, Randall Terry, and much more. Other themes include Who Would Jesus Do?, Recovery for Propagandists, and Pubic Property, and some ideas that came from the book burners. So we're going to consider them, and actually consider them first. So all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. And tonight, as stated at ReverendBookburn.com, we are doing Rattle Cry and a couple of other things as well. There's good news and news that isn't good news. First, the good news. Today, June 11th, 2006, is day one, the official launch from the Reverend's Friends from Afar at priestsgonewild.com. And like all things gone wild, it is most entertaining, although this is also intelligent and informative as well. And today is the official launch of priestsgonewild.com. Now, we've linked it for a long time, and it's gone through a number of changes, but today is the official launch, and if you haven't seen it yet today, it is very different, and hard as this is to believe, even better than before, better than ever, priestsgonewild.com. And tonight's show is most definitely a celebration of that as well. We have two birthdays. One of the earliest live guests on The Reverend Is In from 2001, Diane Fornbacher, who is the local Philly area medical marijuana rights organizer and hellraiser, at least before the birth of a little human. And today is her birthday, and we want to say happy birthday. The party was canceled because the little one was sick, and we're sorry to hear that. But happy birthday just the same to you, your lover, your child, your great friends, and most especially to yourself. Hope today is rocking. And also, it is happy birthday to Dr. Susan Block, a Reverend's Friend in Los Angeles. She also does a show that is internet streaming as well as internet video and somewhat censored version on cable television in Los Angeles and Hollywood area. Dr. Susie's show is on Saturday nights, and the Reverend was a live guest in November 2002, and we have learned that in addition to this being her birthday, it is a time for well wishing and wishes for healing, because she was recently in intensive care. I don't know why or specifically what was wrong, but she was fighting for her life, and it's taken a few turns for the better. But it was pretty hairy. Well, intensive care is, of course, hairy no matter what. But we are going to send her wishes of healing. And later on, we'll, of course, do the Reverend's Prayer for healing. Maybe Reverend Ron Luce will join in if he's still here lurking around. I think he chased some teen down the street in this beautiful Philly neighborhood. But we'll see if he'll join in later. So wishes for healing. There's information about Dr. Susie at her blog, which is at drsusanblock.com, with drsusanblock.com/blog. And there is an update about her and where a person can send a card or a donation to the Bonobo Chimps, a pet cause of hers. And let's see. News from Hippie John and Lord Jesus, but we're going to wait on that and see if there is time, because there is so much shit, and I want to get to all the Rattlecry stuff, and of course a lot of great tunes, so maybe we'll get to this other stuff. I have a quote that I wanted to share with you. Now, I didn't watch a lot of this because I can't stand to watch a lot of television that is a bunch of fucks in Washington talking about some hearing and this and that and the other. But this was the House Ethics Committee talking about the congressional travel issue. And the speaker was John Engler from the National Association of Manufacturers. In fact, John Engler is the president and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers, probably talking about gifts and travel trips for Congress people and other charming issues along those lines. But during the House Ethics Committee meeting on congressional travel, John Engler said, quote, "I wouldn't want to put my member through something like that." And I thought, I didn't understand the quote or the context, but it was good enough to share on the show, because anybody who says that in front of Congress and on television cameras deserves to be quoted. So thank you, John Engler, for talking about your member before the House Ethics Committee of the United States Congress. And the Reverend's curse has struck again. Now, whenever there's a Reverend Bookburn curse or Dr. Susie curse placed on somebody who deserves it, it strikes. That's right. Why should deluded evangelists have all the fun? Well, the curse has struck again. Not that I hate this guy, and not that I don't think his first band kicked ass in its time and did a lot of great stuff, and even that this guy did great stuff now and then. But when Paul McCartney stuck his face deep into the ass crack of George W. Bush and Rudy Giuliani after September 11th, he was, in fact, cursed on this show. And it seems like the curse just struck him, finally, in the form of a powerhouse divorce proceeding that has just begun between his wife of the last 4 or so years. So this is also going to be interesting, and I'm sure all the celebrity magazines and other worthless entertainment is going to cover this to death, because he's said to be worth something like $1.6 billion. And there were 2 recent divorce settlements in England where this will have to happen as well, in which mega gazillionaires, not quite as rich as McCartney, but way up there, got kick-ass settlement rulings against them. Kind of funny. So they're saying that this McCartney divorce is definitely going to be one that's interesting, even for people like the Reverend, who is bored to fucking death of hearing about the details of the lives of people put on a pedestal. But the curse did strike, and even though he's kind of moved away from all of that old bullshit that got him the curse in the first place, we do want to acknowledge that the curse has struck again. All right. You probably heard all of the same shit. This past June 6th, few days ago when people were saying it's 6606, we have to call some mentally ill angel hallucinating, hear voices, receive divine command type of person to bless this home, perform an exorcism, what have you. And I don't want to contribute to that except to say that at ReverendBookburn.com we have a link for an article from Wired about end times. And of course, when any of these cult leaders talk about end times, like Y2K, it can only be something full of EV entertainment value and something that is good for a laugh. 6606 was also the original date that the Beast movie was going to be released, which can be checked out at thebeastmovie.com, but that has been postponed. And these are the folks that brought us an incredible classic that everyone ought to see, entitled The God Who Wasn't There, which can be checked out online at thegodmovie.com. All right. Enough of the preliminaries. We're going to play another set momentarily because the Reverend is already talked out. But if you have just joined in, tonight's theme is Rattle Cry. And the Reverend has actually been aware of Battle Cry and Teen Mania and Ron Luce for years. And you may remember a couple years back when the two people who run BARF, Biblical America Resistance Front, from barf.org, they were live guests, and they were talking about a lot of the theocratic movements in America and a lot of the hard right, like Christian Taliban leaders and all that kind of shit. And it's good to know that these people have the time and the energy and the stomachs to research these assholes all the time, to travel and go to their conferences and go to their rallies and get all this information about these kinds of people. And so wanted to wait until it became more of an issue before really talking about it, and before more was known about it, before more evidence was brought up that was credible about what the nature of these kinds of groups are. And their evidence is online at acquiretheevidence.com. And these people essentially are packaging themselves as apolitical, this whole Battle Cry movement, which is now doing public events. So the word is out. They're doing these public events. There's people protesting them. A number of groups come out wherever they go to protest them. There's debate as to how to go about handling this group. They certainly do seem to get off on confrontation, similar to like the Fred Phelps group and Fred Who Phelped Me Up, and similar kinds of groups like that, where they're so whacked and they're so nuts that they want the publicity from a negative event to help bolster their organization, get more members, and of course raise more money. And really, when people are recruited, if somebody is so weak-minded that they can't think for themselves and they need to join some kind of cultish thing and support some sick fuck who emerges as the leader, what you're really doing underneath all the crap, what you're really doing is you are preventing a deranged person from having to work for a living. You are propping up some fucking Oz behind the curtain, just a scammer, just a snake oil salesperson, just a professional bullshit artist who plays off people's delusions so he can run and spend the money on sex workers and swimming pools and new mansions and the like. So the content is important because it's not just that it's a cult. It's not just that it's mind control. It's not just that the content is so crazy, but it is also the tone of militarization. The videos, the God Has an Army video, the whole Taliban, the Christian Taliban type of, we're going to fight the unbelievers, we're going to fight those who oppose us, we're going to run a holy theocratic empire, we're going to create a dictatorship based on not a political party or a political ideology, but the kind of dictatorships that come out of religious states. And we've seen that, the outcomes of that. And if the theocrats ever got their way, they would not be happy that they had a Christian-based dictatorship from the Middle Ages. They would simply be the way Iran was in all of the 80s and ever since, which was, then you have to fight the rival factions of the Christian cult and of their holy book. Then they have to purge all of the bad people. So they might be unified outside the abortion clinics they harass, the Catholics and the evangelists and the fundamentalists. But if they get their way, they will find themselves harassing each other, or worse, physically attacking each other, because that kind of madness does not subside, does not reduce, does not go down, and does not ever become satisfied. The mentality doesn't change. They have to fight an enemy. They have to have hysteria. They have to have an enemy. They have to bolster the power structure of the people who run it, and they have to maintain a climate of fear of fighting the bad guys and keeping the empire going. The militarization at present, in terms of the tone and the rhetoric, the videos, the indoctrination, is what makes Rattle Cry stand out, besides the baby crying over the media and MTV, not that I'm a fan of that, and of anything that isn't a part of our trip, and therefore we must issue a rattle cry. So we're going to respond more to Rattle Cry when we come back. The Reverend is definitely talked out, and there's a lot more music to play, starting with Murphy's Law, and we're going to play Reefer Man, an old Cab Calloway tune.
Have you ever met that funny Wow. Pretty good, thanks.
Love me. You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me and blow me tonight.
Dandy,
but it's not enough to slow me. You gotta blow me. When you part your lips that way, I want you night and day. When you squeeze my balls so tight, I wanna blow my load. With all my might, so blow me. You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me. You gotta blow me tonight. Come on, everybody!
Blow me. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My pussy cat was sitting out on the front step. Sat so long, poor pussy got wet, wet pussy. Sore, wet pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My pussy cat was playing out on the back lot. Played so long, poor pussy got hot, hot pussy. Sore, wet, hot pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My pussy cat was rocking in the rocking chair. Rocked so long he lost his hair. Bald pussy. Sore, wet, hot, bald pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My neighbor and I out at the clothesline. I said to my neighbor, won't you look at mine? My pussy. Friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My neighbor stole my kitty, but I did see. I said to my neighbor, set my pussy free. Free pussy. Sore, wet, hot, ball. Free pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, meow.
We'll be right back. Have you ever seen anyone like Cody Pomeroy, say on a street corner on a winter night in Chicago, or better, Fargo, any mighty cold town, a young guy with a bony face that looks like it's been pressed against iron bars to get that dogged, rocky look of suffering, perseverance, finally, when you look closest, happy, prim self-belief with western sideburns and a big blue flirtatious eyes of an old maid and fluttering lashes, the small and muscular kind of fellow wearing usually a leather jacket, and if it's a suit, it's with a vest so you can prop his thick, busy thumbs in place, and smile the smile of his grandfather's, who walks as fast as he can go on the balls of his feet, talking excitedly and gesticulating. Poor, pitiful kid, actually, just out of reform school with no money, no mother, and if you saw him dead on the sidewalk with a cop standing over him, he'd walk on in a hurry in silence. Oh, life, who is that? There are some young men you look at who seem completely safe, maybe just because of a Scandinavian ski sweater. Angelic, saved. On a Cody Pomeroy, it immediately becomes a dirty, stolen sweater worn in wild sweats. Something about his tigerish, out-jutted, raw face bone could be given a woe-down melancholy if only he wore a drooping mustache. Famous Bob drummer who looked just like Cody at this time wore such a mustache, and probably for those reasons. It is a face that's so suspicious, so energetically upward-looking, like people in passport or police lineup photos, so rigidly itself, looking like it's about to do something unspeakably enthusiastic. In fact, so much the opposite of the rosy Coke-drinking boy in the Scandinavian ski sweater ad, that in front of a brick wall where it says, "Post no bills," and it's too dirty for a rosy boy ad, you can imagine Cody standing there in the raw, gray flesh, manacled between sheriffs and assistant DAs. And you wouldn't have to ask yourself who is the culprit and who is the law. He looked like that, and God bless him, he looked like that Hollywood stuntman who is fist-fighting in place of the hero and has such a remote, furious, anonymous viciousness, one of the loneliest things in the world to see, and we've all seen it 1,000 times in 1,000 B-movies, that everybody begins to be suspicious because they know the hero wouldn't act like that in real unreality. If you've been a boy and played on dumps, you've seen Cody all crazy, excited, and full of glee-mad powers, giggling with the pimply girls in back of fenders and weeds till some vocational school swallows his ragged blisses and that strange American iron, which later is used to mold the suffering man face, is now employed to straighten and quell the long, wavering, spermy disorderliness of the boy. Nevertheless, the face of a great hero, a face to remind you that the infant springs from the great Assyrian bush of a man, not from an ear, an eye, or a forehead. The face of a Simon Bolivar, Robert E. Lee, young Whitman, young Melville, a statue in the park, rough and free.
angel mine, be you fine, angel divine, angel milk, what's your ill, angel bill, angel cash, angel smash, angel
land, not very smart land. IQs are very low, but threat levels are high. They got a mandate, they don't want mandates. They got so many hates of people to despise. In the dust bowl, cerebral black hole. The average weight is well over 200 pounds. I hate to generalize, but have you seen the thighs? Most haven't seen their genitalia in a while. Living in it, what makes this country great?
everything that you need now. Say in the name of your father. Scratch it off on the flag. When it's got a lot of dizziness, when it's popping like a cherry bomb. We all blow up VCRs now, when we only read magazines. We rarely talk to each other. You should have come and die of the chest. Cause we got it good. It's going, yeah, it's going. The best feeling is gone. We've got it, we got it going on. It's going.
Fire!
You heard some tracks from Behind Enemy Lines, which includes former members of Us Rotten. The tracks were Hooked on Christ, Her Body, Her Decision, and The Army of God. Before Behind Enemy Lines, you heard Communique doing Carrie Ann. The Tim version did March 22nd is National Quit Your Job Day. The Falcon did Building the Perfect Asshole Parade or Scratching Off the Fleas. The No FX did Leaving Jesus Land. Two tracks from the Spoken Word Tribute with Music CD for Jack Kerouac, Kicks, Joy, Darkness from AlternativeTentacles.com. And from the Kerouac Tribute, you heard Inger Laurie and Jeff Buckley doing Angel Mine, and Robert Hunter doing Have You Ever Seen Anyone Like Cody Pomeroy? Before that, you heard Mudhoney doing Hard On for War. Unknown Artist did Pussycat Song. another unknown artist did Blow Me, and started off that set with Murphy's Law doing Reefer Man. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Rattle Cry. And if you tuned in late, we're talking about a theocratic organization called Ron Luce Ministries, or Teen Mania, organizers of events called Battle Cry. But we know what it really is. It's Rattle Cry, shaking their rattles and baby toys. Also shaking their pleasure toys in secret, we're sure. And we're having a lot of fun with Rattle Cry. You can get real information about them from the longest-term researchers on the subject on the internet at acquiretheevidence.com. And the time so flew by. So I'm just going to talk very briefly and then get back to the final set, because I believe the monthly show at Volta that follows mine is going to be on tonight. So we're celebrating the launch of PriestsGoneWild.com, celebrating the birthday of medical marijuana rights organizer Diane Fornbacher, and celebrating the birthday of Dr. Susan Block, whose own show would have been this weekend, her birthday show. But she has recently come out of intensive care. We don't know why yet, but she's been improving. And there's information at drsusanblock.com/blog, and also reprinted at reverendbookburn.com, including an address for where to send cards or people who want to contribute to the Bonobo Foundation. And let's see, in Philadelphia, you can see the anti-war film Sir, No Sir at the Ritz 5. If you're not in Philly, you can check out where you can see it and information about it at sirnosir.com. Let's see. The Reverend is about to see Lord Jesus in the near future. We've been putting it off, but he says that he found some long-time items that have been on the Reverend Bookburn want list, and I'm not sure what that is or what he found. But things the Reverend has been looking for on DVD includes Merchants of Cool, a film about censorship called Damned in the USA, uncut with the Lou Reed song in it, a kind of a changed version of Walk on the Wild Side to a reference to Reverend Donald Wildman, a theocratic censor, called Walk on Wildman's Side. And besides Damned in the USA, and a biographical documentary about the late folk singer Phil Oakes from the 60s, and a film made much later, years after his death, and a guy arguably far greater than Dylan, and the ones that got all the attention. And it's entitled Chords of Fame, uncensored, preferably on DVD. And if you find it, you will be, this is no joke, heavily rewarded. And the Reverend has tons of goodies and rare stuff. And the Reverend is in a scene, and if you find it, I will tell you which scene the Reverend is in. It's very brief and no spoken parts, but you can see it. That's Chords of Fame, as well as a DVD version of the incredible documentary about Amsterdam entitled Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. All right. Let's see, a few quick plugs, and then back to the music. Let's see. An article about this Republican organization that's been around since the Reagan years that kind of does more of their sneaky, dirty tricks and covert operations kind of bullshit called the IRI. Information about them is at rawstory.com, and see the article Crush Curry Now Builds Democracy. You can see an article about Christians Only in Baseball, from The Nation magazine, thenation.com. And all kinds of stuff about saving the internet. There's more fucked up legislation regarding internet freedom and a free and open internet market, which they want to shit can in favor of the big corporations. Don't be shocked. Articles about saving the internet at moveon.org and FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, FAIR.org. And I cannot make Ann Coulter asshole of the week. She's been asshole of the week in the past. One more plug. From FAIR.org, in addition to the article on the internet, articles on the corporate media and immigration issue, which is also worthwhile, at FAIR.org. Ann Coulter was asshole of the week in the past, and we can't give her that award, even though she's even more retarded than ever, bashing the widows from September 11th because they questioned the Bush regime and the war. And probably one of the most hateful books in the world. There's some funny articles. One from the Borowitz, B-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z, BorowitzReport.com, on Ann Coulter having an insane sayings contest with the leaders of Iran and other places. And, of course, the great blog spot about Ann Coulter is still online. They don't have www in front of it, so it's just HTTP. I fucked Ann Coulter in the ass hard. blogspot.com, and that is more than a little bit funny. Tonight is Rattle Cry. We've been talking about Ron Luce, the theocratic tendencies, the militarization. In tone and rhetoric, and they are well exposed by now, even more deeply exposed at acquiretheevidence.com. And we have played a number of songs with them in mind. In the third set, of course, is the actual tribute song by Bitch Cat entitled Inbred. But before that, we're going to play two tracks from Slam Bush, the official mixtape, and I think it's online somewhere. Now it's too small to read. It's from Hard Knock Records. Slam Bush, the official mixtape, and No More Behind Enemy Lines in the background. We'll play a track by Fidel Rodriguez entitled A Message to the Youth.
Here we go again, preparing to make our decision to vote in the next election. Ah, damn. I mean election, right? Of the next emperor of America. Who are our choices? Let's see. Yale Scholesman John Kerry or Yale Scholesman George Bush. They both also happen to be neoliberalists. Just to keep this thing real, let's remember that most of the world outside of the American box is viewing this last election in 2000 as a coup d'etat, a complete hijacking of the American presidency. What was it, like over 50,000 mostly African-American voters that were disenfranchised from the voting process in Florida? Wasn't that a state run by George Bush's brother? Coincidence? Hell nah, that was planned. I'm not trying to dissuade you from voting in this next election. If you're gonna vote and get this maniac out of office, do so with intent and conviction. But please do not let that be your only means of political action. What is more important in all this is that you understand it's up to you to study, to organize, and to liberate your own community from the ills that are affecting us all from this inhumane war on terrorism. Read history so you understand that we didn't start from scratch. Historical context is a remedy for historical amnesia, which is a disease all Americans have caught from public school and corporate media, which are both entrenched in fear and lies. Corporate media is owned by five monsters: Walt Disney, News Corp, Time Warner, Universal, and Viacom. And what do? They entrench ideas and beliefs into the public mind based on their own context and information, therefore controlling our perceptions They keep us all in the matrix of consumption and becoming ourselves commodities for this global empire. The New World Order is in full effect. The Project for a New America, the military and prison industrial complex, the over 2 million homeless and imprisoned, black and brown youth that are being targeted as terrorists under the 1996 anti-terrorist bill, Department of Homeland Security, aka the New World Order Police, the destruction of constitutional rights by the Patriot Act 1 and 2, budget cuts that are affecting the working and the poor, the continuing genocide against Native Americans, and the re-implementation of the draft. Damn, we got our work cut out. But you know what? Don't believe the hype. We can change this empire into a true democracy that first respects Mother Earth and then all that reside with her. Be Socratic. Ask questions to find the truth and learn to think critically about issues in history. Envision this country with a president who is not arrogant and violent, but possibly with a woman leader that will truly guide us into the next century. And most important, do what you do best and do for your community and Mother Earth. And remember this, quote, history is ours and the people will make it, end quote. Salvador Allende. This has been a message to the youth, not only of the United States, but of the world. May your ancestors continue to guide you. Decolonize your mind. This is Fidel Rodriguez, repping Divine Forces Radio.
If you are illegal alien,
all my illegal people,
trying to make a living in America,
with no passport,
every morning, yo, you wake up,
on
hit
the work
block,
visa,
then understand why
trying
I was
to hustle to get those dollars, let's
I'm
go.
Back, yo.
Rah!
I was president.
George Hey, this is off our album called Confederacy of Ruined Lives. It's called Jackass in the Will of God. To leave.
Fire, 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 fire My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and there's a runner-up. Sunday, June 11th, 2006 at RadioVolta.org and ReverendBookburn.com. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is from Philadelphia, the proprietors of Gino's Cheesesteaks. The racist assholes of Gino's Cheesesteaks has now informed their customers from their window stickers that they are required to speak English in reaction to the racist backlash against immigrants. And this racist act resulted in them obtaining much local corporate media coverage. Gino's Cheesesteaks of Philadelphia, you are runners up to Asshole of the Week, and that leads to a very special recipient who has never received the award before, so it is quite fitting. As featured at AcquireTheEvidence.com, the cult leader and theocrat and mullah from Battle Cry and Teen Mania. Yes, the man himself, Reverend Ron Luce, whose name is Luce, who has been profiled tonight, revealed and further exposed for the theocratic mullah from the Dark Ages that he is, exploiter and manipulator of teens and anyone else he can help to use to prevent himself from having to work for a living. Ron Luce, you are Asshole of the Week. Definitely heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Bitch Cat did their song for Rattle Cry entitled Inbred. All Out Attack did Selected Service System. I Hate God did Jackass and the Will of God. Vanessa German did Thank You and started off with Fidel Rodriguez doing A Message to the Youth. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Rattle Cry, and we will be off next week, returning in 2 weeks on June 25th for the 1 year later memorial tribute to Marlon Solon. That's in 2 weeks. It's at reverendbookburn.com. Write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And there is a show that is going to begin right now, Seclusiastes Radio. Are you guys ready, or should I play a song?
We're ready.
They are ready. So you were going to hear a song by Gay Cowboys in Bondage, but you will hear it next time. And in fact, it is a fitting tribute to Marlon. So I will see you in 2 weeks. Go to reverendbookburn.com for the update on the Marlon Solar tribute, and we will see you in 1 week. Good night. All right, take it away.